This is Dakota Daybook for January 17th. North Dakota was still a brand new state in January 1890. One of the first orders of business was a bill introduced in the state legislature to establish the North Dakota Agricultural College and Experimental Station. Plans moved quickly, and the bill was passed and signed by the governor in March. The college opened on January 3rd, 1892, with 123 students. While the North Dakota Agricultural College opened, farmers and ranchers were initially skeptical about what college boys could do for them. Their attitude changed when they became familiar with the 9-branch experimental stations located throughout the state. These stations conducted research related to North Dakota agriculture. Just as importantly, the college boys developed methods to get their findings directly to farmers and ranchers. On this date, in 1928, NDAC sponsored Farmers Home Week. The event, announced the previous December, was met with great enthusiasm. Agricultural experts from North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Federal Department of Agriculture were scheduled to speak on a variety of topics, including farm machinery, animal breeding, and cooperative marketing. The farm wife was not left out, with speakers addressing homemaking, sanitation, and feeding the farm family. The week was a huge success. Hundreds of farmers and ranchers flocked to Fargo. Governor Walter Maddox and Governor-elect George Schaefer were among the speakers. The schedule included evening banquets, lectures, and demonstrations. Topics went beyond livestock and traditional crops to include beekeeping, horse breeding, growing flowers, and finances. There were also sessions for homemakers and clubs for children. The North Dakota Agricultural College eventually became North Dakota State University, which now spans 261 acres and has grown from 123 students to about 10,000. Agriculture remains at the heart of the school, and the experimental stations continue to share research findings with farmers and ranchers across the state. According to the North Dakota Agricultural Experiment Station, the goals are to find solutions and discover opportunities that enhance the quality of life, sustain food, feed, fiber, and fuel production, and protect our heritage, the great land and resources of North Dakota. Today's Dakota Daybook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Daybook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.